Music of Vivaldi, Winter from the Four Seasons, with Bernard Rubinstein leading the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, and that's clarinetist Eddie Daniels. One of the reasons I like this version so much is that the whole Baroque era was all about embellishments in architecture, in art in general, in music. And Vivaldi, when he wrote these concertos, he wrote them knowing, instructing the violinist to embellish, to improvise. So I think when you throw a jazz clarinetist like Eddie Daniels into the mix, it just works so well. And I so wish Vivaldi could hear an interpretation like this of his music. I personally think he'd be all over it. I really do.
I actually think that many of those composers were more bold and daring and playful and all that than we give them credit for. Sometimes they've now been, you know, set in marble as having decreed that their music should be played a certain way, but I think there was a lot of room for
Beethoven.
Yes.
I mean, he was a rebel, a total music rebel. He just rocked the music world. So,
well, many of your listeners, Robin, really appreciated the fresh way with which you presented classical music. On Facebook, Dennis wrote, "Robin, the way you present classical music is as if it was the most beautiful sunrise, and that's kept me tuned in to Northwest Public Radio."
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. And we also heard from Judy and Maurice, who said, "Dear Robin, let me add my voice to the chorus of those who are so sad at your leaving, but who wish you well in your new job. We followed you all your years here and appreciated so much your fine taste. My husband just asked me to be sure and include him in wishing you the best and to say how much he's enjoyed listening to your program." That's from Judy and Maurice.
Thank you, Judy and Maurice. I just want to say thanks to all of you who sent me emails, cards through the mail, have left me messages on my phone here at work. I am going to answer all of the email messages. I'm hoping to, if you've left your return address on a card, I'm hoping to be able to do that. I probably won't be able to get it all done before I actually leave the area, but I want you to know how much I appreciate you taking the time to write and taking the time to let me know how much the music means to you, because that's why we're all here, bottom line. We love this music, and we're so happy that it has a home here at Northwest Public Radio and will for years to come. And it has a home at MPBN, where I'm going, and I'm going there because I feel like I can help them in their mission of growing classical music. So I'm going from one organization that's committed to public radio service to another, and classical music continues here. So I think it's going to be a win-win, and I so appreciate all of your kind wishes. And I want you to also know, it's not like I'm just skipping down the path to Maine, throwing, you know, rose petals left and right, tra-la-la-ing. This is a very emotional day for me. 23 years of sharing music with you. I have a lot of emotions welling up within me. So hopefully my semi-professionalism will kick in and I'll be able to get through the rest of this morning. I do want to share this little story, is that years ago I played a song that you're about to hear. It's a Disney song. And I talked about this tiny little figurine I had of Jiminy Cricket and that I'd lost it. And lo and behold, Jim Pounder, who listens in the Lewis and Clark Valley, sent me a tiny little Jiminy Cricket figurine. And I just want you to know, Jim, that has been sitting on a ledge in my upstairs room ever since you sent it to me. And Jiminy is going to Portland, Maine with me.
Thank you. Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Eastside Marketplace, a community shopping center and Wi-Fi hotspot located on the Troy Highway in Moscow, a destination for events, entertainment, and restaurants. Upcoming activities and merchant directory at eastsidemarketplace.com.
Earlier in the week, there's predictions for warming trend for the weekend and some snow, and that looks like it'll happen. A couple of inches likely today, another 2 inches tonight, and also for the weekend. Today, a high in Pullman of 18, Lewiston 26. Tonight's lows pretty much the same. Weekend highs, mid-20s to 30 degrees.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible with support from the Palouse Choral Society, announcing Ode to Music, a performance showcasing Bernstein, Handel, Mozart, and others on Sunday, February 9th at 4 p.m. at the UI Music Building's Haddock Hall. Tickets and information at PalouseChoralSociety.org.
Hi, Robin. It's Julie Amacher wishing you all the best as you prepare to head out to a new adventure on the other side of the country in Maine. Over the last couple of decades, you've met thousands of listeners, you've emceed symphony concerts and music festivals, and you've turned so many listeners into classical music fans. I guess you'll get to do that in Maine now, too. You've left quite a legacy, Robin. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Julie. That was nice. Appreciate hearing from you. Julie is a figure who carries a lot of weight in the classical music world, and somebody that I've had the opportunity to get to know a little bit at various conferences around the country.
And, you know, when you take vacations, Robin, we do hear Julie at 11
you do.
O'clock. Yes.
You do. You do hear Julie. I always remember something Julie said. She was playing something about butterflies, and she created this wonderful picture of butterflies. And then she played music. I think it was the Butterfly Lover's Ball. It was really nice. Well, there's a quick story I want to tell you about this next piece of music. It's the intermezzo from Pietro Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana. And this is a piece that was requested years ago when Jillian and I were doing the All Request program First Friday. And we did that from 9 to 4 for 7 years. And one day we got a letter from a woman who said, "I'd like you to play this intermezzo because it takes me back to when I was a young married woman and my husband was stationed at the Panama Canal. And we lived in this big Quonset hut apartment building. And almost every night, this man who lived at the end of the building would play this music. And it was warm and very hot and humid there, so everybody had their windows open. And this music would waft over."
Thank you.
Pietro Mascagni's Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana with Barry Woodsworth leading the BBC Concert Orchestra. Before I played that, I shared the story that during our All Request program that Jillian Coltsnow and I did together, a woman said, please play this because I was stationed in the Panama Canal with my husband early in my marriage, lived in a Quonset hut, big apartment kind of Quonset hut, and a man at the end of the apartment would play this almost every evening. And we did. We played the music. We shared that story, didn't we, Jillian?
Yes.
And then do you remember the reply we got?
Another woman called and said, I was there at the same time, and I, too, heard the man playing the intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana. And these two women got in touch.
And they ended up having lunch together and just had, you know, great memories to share. And that is one of my favorite NWPR stories because we talk a lot about the power of music. But in this case, the power of music literally put two people together who had had a similar experience. It brought them together years later. And I mean, that's just what makes, I think, public radio such an amazing venue. Whether it's music or news, it creates these stories, and this music becomes, it was the soundtrack to these women's lives. And then years later, they met because of it.
Public radio really is about connections, isn't it, Robin?
It is.
You know, after food and shelter, I think for people, the most important need is for connection.
I agree with that. And I think I think all of these composers that we play, I think they understood that. And their way of connecting with you was through their music. And my job is to just sort of disseminate that to you and try and present that to you in a way that makes it come alive for you. And I do want to thank you so much for all the wonderful feedback I've been given since the day I first came here and said, Lata County, and somebody said, oh no, she must be a newbie. It's Lata County. So I'm pretty sure as hard as I try, I'm going to have to get a primer on pronouncing Maine state names and towns and things like that. But just from things like that to some of the beautiful letters and emails and cards I've received today, you have been such a part of my life for 23 years.
Well, Robin, you know, many of our listeners, of course, associate you with classical music, but they may not realize that you are responsible for all the music programming on Northwest Public Radio, all genres. And we got this note from Joe in Yakima, who says he will never forget the impact you and your play selection had on him back in the early to mid-90s when you hosted a terrific Friday evening program featuring jazz and New Age artists, and that was New Vistas in Music. And Joe says, I routinely taped and listened to it in my car. It was as a result of your program that I discovered the artist who is today and for many years has been my favorite artist, Pat Metheny. Ironically, when Pat performed in Yakima a couple of years ago, my wife and I picked him up at the airport. I told him of your program and what it meant to me. If making a difference in life is important to you, Robin, your Friday evening program made a long-lasting difference for me. And that's from Joe in Yakima. And as I said, you are responsible for all the genres of music on Northwest Public Radio. We will talk a little bit more about that as the program progresses.
Okay. And, you know, I just want to say, share with you what I shared with Joe when I responded to his email. That, number one, thank you very much, Joe, for telling me that. New Vistas, which then morphed into Fresh Blend, was a show that was very near and dear to my heart because I really like all kinds of music. And one of the things that I think is so cool about that is that you actually got to meet Pat Metheny, because we don't often get to meet our musical heroes and heroines. But I'm so happy that that happened for you. Well, here's another... Oh.
Actually, Robin, our guest has arrived.
Hey, Robin. This is Daryl Brogdon, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. They tell me that today is your last day after 23 years on the air. So I'm here to wish you bon voyage, to tip my hat to your 23 years of service to Northwest Public Radio listeners and especially to thank you for your support of the Retro Cocktail Hour, because I hear that it's due, at least in part to you, that my show is on the air at Northwest Public Radio. So, to thank you, I'm mixing you up one of my special martinis. Good luck, Robin, and, oh, one other thing. You have any idea how I go about mailing a martini?
Clearly that was shaken, not stirred. And you know, I have to give a shout out too. Jillian Coldsnow said, Robin, what do you think about this? And then we both advocated for the Retro Cocktail Hour. And it is, to me, it's something I look forward to every Saturday at 7.
We just enjoy Daryl's dry wit.
He has such a cheeky spirit. You know, he has a lot of fun with this music because some of it is so kind of off the wall corny, but it's marvelously so, you know,
yes.
And he has so much fun with that. Well, I don't know how to follow a shaken but not stirred martini, but how about a little bit more music?
Sounds good.
Here's something featuring the Burns Musical Society, a Skyboat song.
Thank you.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio's tribute to Robin Rylett, our music director who's leaving us after more than two decades on the air here. And she chose for us the traditional Eriskay Love Lilt performed by the Burns Musical Society. I'm Gillian Coldsnow, and this is the last First Friday that Robin and I will do together. Now, Robin, when you got here on the Palouse in 1989, I bet you didn't think you would find love here.
I wasn't expecting it, no.
So this is the story. I almost became Robin's mother-in-law when my then four-year-old son, declared his love for Robin and demanded to marry her. do you remember that incident?
I do. We were at dinner at your house, and my parents were here visiting, and Jillian invited us all out. And Kai turned to me in the middle of the dinner when there was a conversation going around and said, "Now, Robin, when will we get married?" And I said, "Well, you know, you're four, and legally we can't get married till you're 18. So I said, and at that time I will be this, and I said, "I don't know that you'll want to marry somebody who's that much older than you." "Oh, yes, I will. I don't care." And then he kept kind of talking to me about it and wanting to set a date, and I said, "Well, let's just wait and see, and if, when you turn 18, if you still want to marry me, I will, but I'm pretty sure you won't at that time." "Oh, yes, I will." And then there was this pause, and he said, "Now, how many babies will we have?"
The thing. And it just went on from there.
It just went on from there.
Well, one thing that
you've sweet.
One thing you've always done very well, Robin, is to talk to children and truly listen to them. You've never talked down to them or to anyone, and you are definitely appreciated for it.
Well, thank you. And that to me is one of my favorite stories from my 23 years here.
Well,
and you know, your son, by the way, has grown up to be such an amazing person.
Thank you.
That wonderful, sweet spirit that I saw in your four-year-old son is now there as he is a man. He's a wonderful human being.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Every mother likes to hear that. We've had many people saying that they're sad or they're thrilled for you, but someone says they're riled at Rylett for leaving us for Maine.
It's alliterative. I love it. Riled.
So Skip Nichols is the one, he says, "I'm not really riled, but her intelligence, smile, soothing voice, and tremendous talent will be missed in the Pacific Northwest. Best wishes from Walla Walla."
Thank you, Skip.
Well, do we have another piece of music?
We do. I'm doing something that I am want to do, which is to do what we call in the biz segues, where you take two pieces of music that aren't written by the same composer, don't have anything really to do with each other, and you put them back to back to try to create a musical moment, which is what we're going to do for you now, starting off with Patrick Doyle's Non Nobis Domine from Kenneth Branagh's version of Henry V.
Non nobis Domine, Domine, non nobis Domine, sed nomine, sed nomine, tuo da gloria. Sed nomine, tuo da gloria.
Have to let that organ fade away. I got caught on that early in my career at Northwest Public Radio when someone who played the organ said, Robin, you know, you didn't let the decay die down. And I thought, you're right, I didn't. And that was a beautiful decay on that tone there, played by Philippe Lefebvre. And that was the National Orchestra of France with Seiji Ozawa in the finale to Saint-Saëns Symphony No. 3 in C minor. If that can't get you up off of the bench or off of your seat, I don't know what will. And before that, Patrick Doyle singing along with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Simon Rattle, in his own known Nobis Domine from Henry V. I'm Robin Rillette. So happy to be with you, happy to have been sharing music with you for the last 23 years and having special guests, including Miss Anjali Dodia.
Hello.
Hi, Anjali. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm going between very excited and joyful to I'm going to start weeping like a child.
Well, I just wanted to say, Robin, you mean a lot to so many people. But for me, I wanted to say thank you for being a great mentor. I feel very privileged to have gotten to know you in person, even though you have so many people that love you that have never met you face to face. I want to share a story. When I started here at Northwest Public Radio working in the music library, I never knew that I could be on air working in radio or hosting a show or anything like that. But because you encouraged me and you believed in me, I have now found a new passion and something that I think I want to do for the rest of my life. So thank you for that. And I know here at the station and also with your classical music fans, you're leaving a legacy behind. So thank you for that.
Anjali, thank you. That means so much to me. And I just also want to thank you on a very personal note for, you know, Anjali stayed with my dog Miles when I was off traveling. And you know, you were always so sweet to Miles, and my poor little beast, I had to say goodbye to him not too long ago. But I have a special place in my heart for you, Anjali, because you were so sweet to Miles.
Oh,
so thank you for
such
that
a
too.
Sweet dog.
Yeah, he was a really great dog. So thank you, Anjali, for sharing that. That is very touching to me. And Anjali, by the way, is a singer, and she has an amazing voice. So I'm glad that we are all getting to know her before she hits the big time, which I'm sure is going to happen to you one day. So if you ever hear the words Anjali Dodia in the future in connection with some kind of operatic venture, I will not be surprised. Here is something that has been a favorite piece of mine, and I just really like this two-piano version of music of Gustav Holst's From the Planets. This is Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity. Thank you.
Hi, it's Gigi Yellen. Robin, you had a vision for Northwest Public Radio's evenings to sound like the Northwest, go comfortably into the hours when the summer sun was still out or the winter night had long been settled in. Thanks for bringing me in to help you realize that vision. What I didn't realize was that you'd be moving on so soon. Oh, well, Robin, you've been a model of supportive leadership, and here's my prayer for you. May the Northwest winds of affection that blow your way today carry you eastward toward new seasons of music and a new staff and new listeners who will appreciate you this much. Thanks.
Gigi Yellen, thank you so much for those kind, kind words. And I have so enjoyed listening to you in the evenings. And we'll miss hearing you in the evenings. However, I'm happy to say that Gigi will be sharing classical music with you in the afternoons now. And so on Monday through Thursday. And that is, she's going to be just as delightful in the afternoons as she is in the evenings. And in fact, you could hear in what she said, she's such a wordsmith. She has such a wonderful way with words.
She's a fabulous writer. You're right, Robin. She will be doing evenings, but next week she will be doing your hours.
Oh, really?
Noon, just next week.
Okay.
And then the week after, Steve will be doing the mornings and then Gigi will be in the afternoons.
Well, that's so nice. And, you know, I said it earlier, but I want to say it again, that, you know, the classical music is in very good hands here with Steve Reeder and Gigi Yellen. Jesse Jacobs, who's running the board for us, will be doing the Arts Preview program on Friday afternoons again. So there's lots to look forward to here at Northwest Public Radio. And I'm just so pleased and proud to have been a part of it for as long as I have.
Well, thank you, Robin. And I want to invite our listeners to come visit our Facebook page to leave comments for Robin. There you can also see some nostalgic pictures. See, Robin doesn't only work in the studio. She's traveled all over the region emceeing music festivals and symphony concerts. And sometime in the mid to late 90s, you also went with a team from Northwest Public Radio, representing Northwest Public Radio, in a grape stomp at the Walla Walla Italian Heritage Festival. Sue Ann Romella, our morning edition host, was a student announcer back then. And there's a picture from the mid to late 90s of the both of you at the grape festival with purple on your legs. You can see that at our Facebook page.
That was a lot of fun. This next piece of music is a piece that made it onto my top 10 list. And Forbes recently commented on, it was earlier this year actually, commented on iTunes coming up with a top 10 classical music list and asked me if I would weigh in on that. And I agreed with some of the things on the list, but I had my own ideas. And one of them that I knew would be very controversial is that I think that Rayfun Williams' The Lark Ascending is one of the most beautiful pieces ever written for violin and orchestra.
Thank you.
The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams. The violinist was Hugh Bean, and the New Philharmonia Orchestra performed under the direction of Sir Adrian Bolt on Northwest Public Radio.
Wow, that violin. Isn't that just glorious? And Jillian, you were reminding us that when Vaughan Williams chose the lark, the lark was a symbol of the soul.
That's what I'd heard,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so the soul ascending, and you can just feel it and hear it. I absolutely love that piece. I have to tell a really quick story about that piece. When I first started in radio, I was working for a radio reading service for the blind at OPB in Portland, Oregon. And then I got an internship in the news department and working on their half-hour news magazine show called Oregon First back in the day. And I was in the newsroom, and about a half an hour before the show would start, the news show would start, people would just get frantic. It was like a broadcast news thing when people would literally throw tapes across the room. And there was classical music in the background. And one day, The Lark Ascending came on over the newsroom. And I am not making this up. I saw the level of energy that was really frantic and frenetic just come down. People focusing more. It was like, it was unbelievable. Again, the power of music to soothe the savage journalistic breast.
Indeed. Well, Robin, it's 11 o'clock, and we have to take just a quick break to take care of some business, and then we'll talk some more.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Eastside Marketplace, a community shopping center and Wi-Fi hotspot located on the Troy Highway in Moscow, a destination for events, entertainment, and restaurants. Upcoming activities and merchant directory at eastsidemarketplace.com.
Earlier in the week, there was predictions for a warming trend for the weekend and some snow, and that looks like it'll happen. A couple of inches likely today, another 2 inches tonight, and also for the weekend. Today, a high in Pullman of 18, Lewiston 26. Tonight's lows, pretty much the same. Weekend highs, mid-20s to 30 degrees.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Swilly's Restaurant, now moving to their new location in the Bell Tower on Spring Street. Swilly's will serve signature dishes and desserts, plus new menu items after reopening in early spring. Details to come online at swillys.com.
Thanks for joining us on this very special morning as we say farewell to Robin Rylett, our music director, and she's leaving us for Maine. And listeners have been sending in comments from all over the region. We've had Tuck and Kay in Ellensburg saying they'll miss you every weekday morning, Robin. And they said, when we're fortunate to have dark skies, we'll enjoy our stars as you are enjoying the same stars over Maine.
Oh, thank you, Tuck and Kay.
Carol Ann Walker had this for you. Robin, you were here when I came from Utah, and your music linked my past and present. I feel like a sister and will miss you and your fun music that brightens our days, even though I trust in those that follow. Good luck.
Thank you, Carol Ann. That's a very lovely thing to say.
You know, Robin, one thing I've always envied you are your travels. Robin travels more than anyone I know. Oh, I'm off to France. She's been to Greece, to Cyprus, to Tahiti, and so many other destinations in the last couple of decades that I've known you.
That's true. You gotta love those frequent flyer miles, people.
Exactly. And your listeners are far and wide, as are your fans and your friends. And so we have a guest from far away joining us now. Far away. Try the British Isles.
Hi, Robin. Fiona Ritchie here. I've heard that today is your last show on NWPR. I know the listeners are really going to miss your company, a friendly voice they've counted on for more than two decades. So as you head from the northwest to the northeast, remember this old Scots saying, haste ye back, for a visit at least. Good luck, Robin. And thanks for all your wonderful work on air and behind the scenes to bring great music to the airwaves.